Hi, everybody, and welcome to this week's Racer Report live from the High Pound Brew Pub. Dave Winder with you, talking some racer basketball with our Murray State head coaches Ryan Miller and Rochelle Turner. We will also visit today with Hallie Polk, a senior with the Murray State women's team, and she hails from Waterloo, Iowa. Looking forward to that. And towards the end of our show today, I want to hit on some just the news and notes from Murray State Athletics as well. Both teams and on the basketball floor these days having great seasons so far. I can remember some great seasons in the past, but right now both Murray State teams have combined 21-5 heading in to conference play here in a new start of a new year this week. And their combined winning streak right now is 15, 8 in a row for the ladies, 7 in a row for the guys. We have seen a lot of winning, and it's been just a lot of fun. Now, you may have seen the news that the High Pound Brew Pub is going to be closing at the end of the month, and today is our last day here for our weekly show. And going forward, you'll still be able to hear the show on Mondays at 6 p.m. on Froggy and, of course, on Racers Podcast Central as we post it on Mondays. But I just wanted to say a word of thanks on behalf of Murray State Athletics and express our thanks to the High Pound Brew Pub for being a big part of this effort and this program, the Racer Report Live. It has had many versions of it over the years, and we just want to thank them for being our place here for almost 3 years, and thank Chad, Samantha, English for opening their doors to us and let the racers come in here every week. So we're going to come up today and catch up with both basketball teams. The Murray State men defeated Southern Illinois last night at the CFSB Center 84-81. They're headed to Chicago for a New Year's Day game against UIC. That's Thursday night. It's rather a late tip, too. It's 8 p.m. because of TV. And then back at home to Murray on Sunday to host Bradley at 4 p.m. at the CFSB Center. Now, that's a doubleheader day at the bank. The men face Bradley at 4, and then the women's team plays Bradley at 6:30. And the Racer women opened up Missouri Valley play last night with a big win at Evansville, 90-80. So before we get to our first break here, wanted to get to the McBee Heating and Air Hot Topic of the Week, brought to you by McBee Heating and Air, your authorized Ream Pro partner. And just wanted to take a moment to tell you about a dear friend of mine that Murray State University and Racer Athletics lost this week. Former Murray State baseball student athlete and part of the beginning of the Coach Johnny Reagan era at Murray State baseball in the 1950s, John Yates passed away on Christmas Day at the age of 83. A veteran of the U.S. Army in the 60s, field artillery, he served in Vietnam. And for me personally, not only was John a fellow Murray State alum, he was a great friend and always looking out for me personally. And for 45 years, John was one of the leaders at Murray State University, including serving as the dean for the Murray State Continuing Education and Academic Outreach from 1995 to 2008. He loved Murray State baseball and was still very active with all of our baseball alumni, which I'm part of. Until about a few years ago, he was still organizing our annual homecoming gathering. So last spring and into the summer, when the Racers made it all the way to the College World Series, there was nobody that was prouder than John Yates to see it with his own eyes. Our condolences to the John Yates family. And we've got more Racer Report Live here in just a moment. Welcome back to the Racer Report Live here at the Hot Pound Brew Pub. Dave Winder and Ryan Miller, head coach for the Murray State Racers. And a big win last night, Ryan, 84-81. Just your first thoughts of getting it done at home. These conference games, it's a whole different animal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a bunch of data on us and, you know, a bunch of scouting reports floating around all over the place. So as we get deeper in the season, there's more info and more things that we know on our opponent and they know on us. And so the margins have slimmed down a little bit. But you know, we played a really good first half of basketball up until the last couple minutes last night, and then we let them creep back in the game. And once they creep back in the game, it became anybody's ball game. So, thankfully, we were able to make the plays down the stretch and come away with the win.
Well, the Racers went up by 20 there in the first half. It was maybe 3 minutes to go, 4 minutes to go, and I remember, and you brought it up in the post game press conference. There was a a three-pointer that Mason Miller had from the wing, and that ball went all the way down to that goal and came back out. And, you know, when you get to 10, you want to get to 15. When you get to 15, you want, you know, so on and so forth. And then SIU finished the half there in the last 60 seconds. Yeah. And cut it down back down to 13.
Yeah, that really allowed them to get back in the game. Our inability to finish the half, but that three-point shot that came out of a little press, we had a wide-open three on the back end of the press with our best three-point shooter that rolled around the rim six times, rolled out, and then they were able to cut the lead to 13 at the end of the half. And I thought that really kept them in the game and gave them some momentum in the second half that they could stay in the game. I think if that three-point shot would have went down, I think they would have died down a little bit. Their energy and effort would have died down, and we were able to just keep stretching the lead out. But it didn't go down, and credit to them, credit to the great coaches they have, the great players they have. They're able to come back and make it a game.
It is certainly a chess match, and you talk about everybody knows us very well. We know our next-door neighbors in the league very, very well as well. How do you go about putting in a new wrinkle here and there as we go along in the season to maybe give them something they haven't seen yet?
Yeah, we try to do that every game. We try to mix up our playbook offensively, but for the most part. Defensively, we kind of try to stay pretty sound. We did some aggressive ball screen coverages last night. We try to stay away from that just because one of our things is take away their three-point shots. But with SIU, they're not a great three-point shooting team, so we got a little more aggressive in our ball screen coverages. And we're still able to keep them 3 from 8 from the three, which is one of our key stats defensively, three-point volume. So overall, pretty good job. Wish things could have been a little better. We could have stretched out the lead. But a win's a win. A win at home is huge. And now we have to go on the road and try to get one.
Yeah, the Racers heading up to UIC, a New Year's Day night game, 8 p.m., up at Credit One Arena on Thursday night. We'll look forward to that trip here. We're leaving tomorrow. I wanted to talk a little bit about Brock Weiss. There's nothing that makes me feel better than to see somebody on a basketball team throughout a season figure out a way to contribute and impact winning. And take us back to that first day, McNeese State. We're losing the game. We're going to lose the game.
Yep.
Brock comes in. And in about 2 minutes, showed everybody this is what hustle and this is what effort looks like. And he's gone on, and then his equity builds up with you, right?
For sure.
Right?
For sure.
Like,
you trust
it's like
equity.
A baseball relief pitcher.
Exactly right. When things get a little sluggish sometimes, you throw in the right-hander, and the big right-hander comes in, throws 101-mile-an-hour fastballs, and the energy starts going a little bit better in your direction. And Brock, give him a lot of credit. He has a role, and everybody's role is really, really important, whether you play 30 minutes or you play 7 minutes like Brock did last night. But he gives a lot of energy. He plays tough. He plays hard. He plays with a lot of passion, and he knows his role at the highest level, and he has a great role identity. So when we need him, he delivers on that role.
7 rebounds in 7 minutes. It's been a while since he's seen somebody do that. So that stat just jumps out at you right there. And the reason Brock was in there more in the first half was by the 17-13 mark, Fred King picks up his second personal foul. And you correct me if I'm wrong, that might be the first time this year that's happened, I think. So you guys had to quickly change things.
Yeah, we had to go, play more extended minutes from our bench, particularly that spot, particularly in the first half with Brock and Dylan, and both of us, both of them giving a little bit off the bench. But Brock's energy and his effort and his ability to rebound were really important in those minutes.
We're going to take our first break here with Ryan Miller and come back and finish up our conversation about last night's game against SIU. The Racers pushed their winning streak to 7. They've remained undefeated at home this season at the bank. And coming home Sunday to take on Bradley as well. It's going to be a men's-women's doubleheader. And we'll talk more about that as we go along here with Ryan Miller from the Hot Pound Brew Pub on Racer Report Live. Continuing our conversation with Ryan Miller after Murray State's 84-81 win over the SIU Salukis last night. Of course, that's a big rival game. But when you look at across the board in this league, every game is big, and the one at UIC on Thursday night, on New Year's night, that's going to be big, and so is Sunday when we come home to take on Bradley, which is going to be a 4 p.m. start. on ESPN2 as that game was picked up, we found out last week. So looking forward to the week for the Racers. But continuing our recap of the Racers beating SIU last night, Javon Jackson was great. He had 19 points. Roman Dolman, great again off the bench with another double-digit performance. But, Ryan, we were talking about J.J. Treanor, who I think he hit his first five shots. He was 5 for 5 when he hit that three-pointer. And Kevin Lehman was nailing that on the TV broadcast as well. Did a great job last night. Tell us about J.J. because I could just visibly see a switch kind of get thrown for him when Fred picked up his second foul.
Yeah, J.J. does a lot of things that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. Last night he did. But he's been one of our best leaders, great energy guy for us, jack of all trades, will guard anybody on the court, will go get us some tough rebounds. And, you know, last night with his energy and hustle, and all of a sudden he gets 16-9. So much warranted a big game from him statistically because he's done so much more for us than just all the stats.
Another thing that I've seen you do, and I see shoot around on a game day, we can kind of take our – fans into the shoot around a little bit, but that's like it's not just a warm-up, it's a pre-rehearsal of what you're going to do that night. And I've seen you do this in practice every once in a while. You will do what you can to raise the level of what would you call it, just enthusiasm,
I would say, and passion, yet you did, purpose and intensity.
Yes And every time I see you do that, our guys respond in the right way, and I'm really proud of that because this is a process that's been going on for 9 months now, right? Yeah. So they trust you, you trust them. Tell us a little bit about that and just the way that carried into the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, when you do a shoot around, it is our dress rehearsal. It is what we're going to do. It's the plays, our hot sheet. We have offensive hot sheet going into the game. So the 10 to 15 plays that we anticipate running, now that could change how they're guarding us during the course of the game, like last night. So we go through our offensive hot sheet. We go through special situations we could see. And then, obviously, we want to demonstrate or show our guys how we're going to guard certain situations that are going to come up. If I don't think the intensity or the attention to detail is there, I'll step in and make sure it is there. So first half, really good. The attention to detail was there. Took the foot off the gas a little bit, let them creep back in. But, during our shoot-around stuff, we just try to anticipate what we could potentially see that evening or that game and really go through a dress rehearsal and get a guy's understanding what's going to happen that evening.
And we could also take our fans into practice because what happened at the end of that game last night, I think I counted up 4 minutes into the last of the game to win it. The Racers were 6 out of 7 from the free throw line, went 3 out of 4 from the field, and it was a chess match, possession by possession. And you guys kind of mirror that in practice too. A lot of your practice is drills and stuff early, and then late in practice I'll see you guys kind of going through these scenarios, and that pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you just never know when things are going to creep up on you and show their cards, so we have to be prepared for any situation. Towards the end of every practice, we do our half-court execution stuff. And, at the last 4 minutes of the game slows down a little bit for both teams, especially if you have a lead or you're trying to hold on to that lead. So you want to be – the possession game really becomes into play. And so we want our half-court execution to be at a high level. And last night it was, and we're able to make some plays down the stretch to be able to stretch out the lead and kind of hold on to it.
Yeah, it was just a hard-fought game, 84-81. The final is the Racers beat Southern Illinois. They've now won 3 in a row over the Salukis after losing the first 4 league games that we played since joining the league. So that was a great one to get. And then you mentioned, too, in the post-game press conference last night that win or lose, you could take a little time to enjoy it if you win. But if it doesn't work out, regardless – probably around midnight, you're putting that game away and it's on to the next. There's no time to to relish the win or to wallow in sorrow if you do drop one?
Yeah, the biggest thing, you know, the things I've learned over the years, especially playing in leagues like the Big 12 and Big East, is like you can't multiply success or failure. You have to get on to the next game. You have to give yourself a little pat on the back for good things, but then you have to move on fast. You can't think you know it all. Same with failure. If you lose a game or have some adversity set in, you can't wallow on the past. You got to see what you did wrong, try to correct it real quick, but get on to the next. You can't let one loss turn into two. Or you, just like in the course of a game, you can't have one bad play turn into two bad plays, turn into three bad plays. You got to have a quick memory. You have to learn from from the mistakes and correct them quickly, both during the course of a game and after games. You have to get on to the next. And right before I got here, we were putting away Southern Illinois and start working on UIC. So a quick turnaround for us, so we got to be sharp.
That's a good segue, Coach. We're going to take our final break with Coach Ryan Miller. Come back, and we're going to tell you about the UIC Flames. That's the next one up on New Year's Day night in Chicago. We'll take a break, come back to the Hot Pound Brew Pub with Ryan Miller on the Racer Report Live. Back here to wrap up our conversation with Ryan Miller, Murray State head coach, after the Racers defeated the SIU Salukis last night at the CFSB Center. Biggest home crowd of the season so far. It was just over 5,000, and that's without the students being present, but they will be soon enough. And those games in January are going to be really, really big and into February. Let's talk a little bit about the UIC Flames. Rob Eason does a great job with that team. I watched them play a home loss to Pine Bluff early, and I thought, wow, they looked terrible. And then you fast forward to their Missouri Valley opener at Belmont, and they had Belmont down by 13 points at halftime. The Bruins got the win, but they've got some weapons, and they can get going on the three-pointer for the games I've seen them play. They can really change the game that way.
Yeah, they do a lot of things really well, and it's going to be a big-time challenge for us, like any game in this league. I mean, the margins are slim. They're going to want to play a possession game. They're one of the slowest tempo teams in the country. They crashed the offensive glass like maniacs, and it's one thing that we haven't done really well is defensive rebounds, so they're going to give us a lot of challenges there. They rake out gaps. They rake out the gaps on defense. They take their gamble. They try to get steals. They poke at the ball. So ball security and us taking care of the ball is going to be very, very important, and we're just going to have to go play a really tough, disciplined game on the road on New Year's Day. So it's going to be tough. They're well coached, like you said. They got good players, and they give us challenges. Some of the things that we haven't done great this year at times, which is defensive rebounding and taking care of the ball, they're very good at those and very efficient in both those categories. So we're going to have to really ramp up our defensive rebounding and really have good possessions on offense where we don't give up the ball.
And that is the chess match that will be occurring at Credit One Arena. UIC also had a game against Northern Iowa. It was right after the Belmont game at Chicago. That they had a chance to win that game too, lost it by 60-54. But they're very comfortable playing in the half court, and we want to get that baby moving. As I see you be traffic cop over there going, go, 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 go.
Yeah, we like to play tempo, and I think we're at the best when the tempo is going up and down the court. And I think last night, the first half, in front of 5,000, our tempo was going good. We're excited to play, and Southern Illinois kind of slowing it down a little bit the second half. But, we want to play tempo basketball, and they want to slow her down and make it a possession game. So it's going to be dueling chess match over there with both teams trying to get their style of play impact the game.
UIC's Andy Johnson, I would say, you know, right now he and Roman Dolman probably the two main candidates for Missouri Valley Freshman of the Year. He's their leading scorer. And then they've got Ahmad Henderson, who is listed 5'10", 144. He's like a little water bug running around out there. And you guys are going to have to account for him too, because the games I've seen him play, he just causes trouble.
Oh, yeah, they cause a lot of trouble defensively, and he's the point man on the ball, poking at your ball, trying to get you to turn over. So our point guards are going to have to take care of the ball. They're going to have to get us in offense. They got dual weapons offensively, but defensively where they really can get you with their poking and raking in the gaps. So we're going to have to do a really good job, like I said, ball security. It's going to be a challenge. I mean, the margins in this league are so small, so narrow. I don't care who you are. Like, we're playing UIC on Thursday, and it's going to be tough. They should have Belmont beat on the road. Belmont, you know, one of the top teams in our league statistically and in the standings, and then Northern Iowa, obviously, too. So, yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. New Year's night, 8 o'clock tip from Chicago, Murray State, and the Flames. Let's go back just very quickly before we wrap it up here, Coach, to the SIU game. There, we talk about play and tempo. There was that great moment where I guess it was Lane Taylor who had the ball, and we had just hit a three. Remember who hit the three? I don't know if it was Dolman that hit the three, but we got it, went out and got a stop, and he was coming across the midcourt line, and we talked about you playing traffic cop, and you said, go. And he took that to heart because he got all the way to the rim on that play and got fouled, and that was one of the plays that turned it in the Racers' favor.
Yeah, I mean, again, the game was getting a little narrow and a little gritty and grimy, and, you know, it was getting tough out there, and it was getting tough for us to get buckets, and he came through it in transition with the quick one, and it was probably, yeah, like you said, it was a key play of the game.
And the Racers get the win, and now off to Chicago, then back home on Sunday against Bradley. Well, Coach, thank you for stopping by, and we just wish the Racers all the best this week, and I'll be seeing you in Chicago.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate all the fans that showed up, too, 5,000 fans. It's awesome, fantastic, and we hope to go get a New Year's Day win. So here
we go. All right, Head Coach Ryan Miller, we'll take a break here on the Racer Report Live. Come back with Rochelle Turner and talk about the great run that the Murray State women's team is on right now. We'll do that next here on the Racer Report Live from the Hot Pound Brew Pub. Thanks, Coach. We are back here at the Hot Pound Brew Pub, Dave Winder on the Racer Report Live. And we kind of switched up a little bit. Coach Rochelle Turner's here, but you all have workouts this afternoon, so we thought we would get Hallie Polk on here at the start. That way you can get back to the arena and kind of get ready for practice. Today, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good win last night, huh? 90-80 at Evansville. Yep. Tell us about that game.
That was exciting. Obviously, win our first conference game on the road, especially, I think that's big. Any conference win is a big win. So I think especially the first one, you know, we could have played a little better. But I mean, it's all about just getting the win at the end of the day, especially in our conference, tough conference playing. So,
you know, we were very happy to have you come on with the program last year, and then to have your leadership. Can you speak a little bit to how you take it personally to be one of the leaders on the team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, last year I wasn't something that we really had to worry about that much. Me being new and having Caitlin on the team, she'd been through it a little bit, so I think she was a big leader for us last year. But I think especially me and Haven just taking on that role this year, trying to lead the team in the best way we can when it gets tough, knowing that people are going to look at us and trying to respond the right way.
Yeah, I guess you could probably tell because you're getting everybody's best shot right now, aren't
you? Yeah, Coach Turner talked about how we have the target on our back and just playing with the pressure, and that pressure is a privilege to play with and not really a burden. And so I think just playing that way and playing more our style of basketball instead of playing not to lose. So.
Would you agree that it's the work that you have to put in to stay there is probably double what it took to get there? Is that true?
Yeah, I think obviously everyone giving you their best shot is a lot harder to take than, I mean, last year we were just trying to beat the best teams. That was us last year trying to chase the top. And so I think it's a lot harder to stay at the top when you're already up there. And so I think just, I mean, knowing that we're going to get everyone's best shot and not overlooking anyone and focusing on us.
So the Racers are were the first team in the Missouri Valley to get this shot tracker thing we've got. What's it called, Coach?
Shot tracker.
It's shot tracker. Now, baseball's got it, too. They mm-hmm. call it TrackMan. Yeah. It's the same kind of deal. But if you explain to our fans, basically, anytime our kids, I call you kids, are in the gym, either in the practice gym, just shooting around at practice, mm-hmm. in the main arena for practice or games, they strap this little chip to their
shoe,
to your shoe, or you can clip it on mm-hmm. on your shorts, and it just measures everything. And Coach has kind of hit on that a little bit, but you're the first player that we've mm-hmm. had on the show that have been able to ask about it. How have you received all the different data, and what are some of the data points that you look at it as a player?
I mean, we have the app on our phone, so we can see, like, how well we shoot at during practice. Obviously, we're at during practice. Even if we do, like, an extra shooting workout or stuff like that, we can go see, like, our our field goal percentage, like, from two or three. Like, we can look at any of that. So I think that's been super beneficial for us this year, especially, like, in practice and stuff.
So you ever come out of practice and go, wow, I just wasn't very good today?
Sometimes. But
or do you come out of practice and go, wow, I was tearing it up today?
Yeah.
Well, that's what that's supposed to do. It's supposed to be able to show you what you need to work on and then give you the confidence when you do.
Yep.
So, like, on a random Monday, you go out and shoot 70% from three-point range.
You go,
wow, I should do this in a game, right?
Should do it more often.
So, Hallie is from Waterloo, Iowa. Tell us a little bit about the little town. I've actually been in. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute, but I've been in Waterloo. Tell us about Waterloo, Iowa.
It's not that little.
It's not that little?
No, we got like 75,000 people. It's a pretty big city.
Okay, well, the area I was in didn't look like it was a big city.
It's a big city. It's bigger than Murray.
Okay, so it is bigger than Murray.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to Morg's Diner in Waterloo?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. I got to go there last year. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, Mike Mahon, who's used to work at Drake, we've become mm-hmm. friends, and he said, hey, I want to take you to breakfast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, okay, we got to go to a diner.
Yeah.
And he took me to Morg's Diner.
That's the place to go.
So tell us a little bit about your hometown and just growing up there. And, you know, I ask our football players a lot, did you win a state championship in anything? Did you win one?
No, I got close. I made a state championship my junior year, but we didn't win.
That was in basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just in basketball.
So did you participate in any other sports? What were your other things?
I played volleyball for 2 years, but.
No softball?
No, when I was little. But.
And no track and field?
No.
So you actually, Allie was a Iowa three-time All-Stater in basketball. So I guess probably by the time you got to high school, you're probably, okay, I think this basketball thing is
I figured maybe I'd focus on that a little more.
Well, before we let you go, just tell us real quickly the culture. That's the big reason you came was to play for that lady right there, Rochelle Turner.
Yeah.
Just tell us about the culture and how much you guys enjoy being in it.
Yeah, I think obviously that's one of the biggest things for our team is we just know that we care about each other a lot. That's a lot, big focus is the family aspect of it. And, I mean, you're a lot more willing to play for people that you care about and love. And so I think that's just been the focus of it all is just playing hard for each other, caring about each other. It's a lot more fun when you enjoy the people you're around. So.
And it's also fun to win.
It is.
It certainly is.
Double fun when you do both.
Yes, that's right. Double fun. Let's have double fun this season. Ladies and gentlemen, Hallie Polk, Murray
Thank
State
you.
Women's Basketball. Appreciate you stopping by. And we will take a break and come back with head coach Rochelle Turner. The Racers are on a roll. We'll do that next here on the Racer Report Live. We are back here at the Hop Hound Brew Pub on Racer Report Live. Dave Winder and head coach Rochelle Turner of the Murray State women's team. They go to Evansville last night. Matter of fact, they tipped off at the same time that the Racers men's team did at home against SIU. So I kind of had one eye on our game, one eye on you guys. 90-80 win for you last night. You were up 21-18 or 21-8 after the first quarter, so you obviously started really well. And that's a great sign.
Yeah, the first and third quarters were some of the best basketball we played. We only gave up 8 points in the first quarter, only gave up 11 points in the third quarter, and that was after a pretty heated halftime discussion of our effort, but then gave up 80 total points. So that tells you how bad we were in the second and fourth quarters. But, you know, got off to a good start. You know, Hallie really got going early, made some big shots. We got some good defensive stops and got the pace of the game to where we wanted it to be. And then it was kind of tell of two quarters because they shot the ball extremely well in the second quarter. Our offense slowed down. And sometimes when our offense slows down, our defensive effort slows down, and that's when I have a problem. You know, found a way. Winning on the road in the Missouri Valley is not an easy thing to do, especially at Evansville with their gym kind of the way it is. So it's a big win for us.
Yeah, it was really good. Closed it out there late. And when you get into that under 5 minutes of a game and it's possession by possession, and that's why you save your timeouts. So you can figure out, because when you get down to it and you got a possession that's very important, if you could take a little extra time and have a timeout in front of it, that really paves the way a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially in the women's game when you could advance the ball. I mean, that helps a lot.
And that too, yeah.
We have a lot of slobs, late game slobs that we can run if we need to. We took, the starters out with a couple minutes to go, and they made a couple bang-bang threes back-to-back, which cut the score. Made it a little bit closer than it was. But, we want all of our players to get in and have an opportunity to be on the court. You know, their families and fans are there watching them as well. But, we just did enough. We need to put four quarters together. We've got a stretch coming up that if we don't play for 40 minutes, we're going to be in trouble. We're just fortunate they're all at home.
Outscored Evansville 36-14 from the free throw line. Hallie Polk got to the free throw line 16 times, made 14. Haven Ford got there 11, made them all, and also went over 1,000 points last night as well. That free throw line has been really good to you.
It's a weapon. It's something that is vital. We put a lot of emphasis on it. We spend practice time shooting free throws. I think your players are going to buy into, and they're going to understand what's important by what you emphasize as a head coach. And we emphasize free throw shooting all the time over break. We've shot 100 free throws a day just because I want everyone to understand how important they are. But when your shots aren't falling, which ours haven't seemed to fall from three this year, you've got to find another way. So we run a lot of middle third stuff. We get our players downhill. We get them to the free throw line because we know that they're going to score points there. And when you have two lead guards that shoot 26 free throws and make 25 of them, that's something that you have to utilize and that you have to continue to go to. So our kids do a great job of drawing contact and getting themselves to the line.
And that's just been and especially when you're still trying to get that three-point shot going. What was it last night? It was you hit six last night.
28, maybe.
Yeah, we know this team can be better at it. I still believe that that's going to happen. But when you know you can drive it and take it to the rim, get fouled and get there, that's such a big weapon. And you mentioned going on the road, you just have to be you at some point you're going to have to show some toughness on some balls. How'd you do last night on, say, the 50-50 balls?
Well, I felt like there were times that we were really tough and really physical, and then there were times, I know one particular time in the fourth quarter, we got three offensive rebounds, and I called timeout. I don't call timeout very often, so if I call timeout, it's probably because I'm not happy about something. And, you just talk about that toughness, because rebounding is not about size. We are going to be the smallest team on the floor every single night that we play. It's just going to happen. Evansville's big. They're physical, bigger than us in every position. And especially when Charnice is in foul trouble, we are basically playing five guards. But it's not about height. It's about want to. It's about physicality. It's about a mindset. And there were times last night that they were definitely more physical than us. And that's not a battle we can lose.
Yeah, you just can't have it. The rebound total last night, the Racers did win it, though. You won it by three. So there you go. That's good. We're going to take our first break here with head coach Rochelle Turner. Come back and kind of wrap this up. There's a couple of great individual performances we need to discuss and career stuff that's going on with the team, including Haven Ford. But we'll do that next here from the Racer Report live from the Hot Pound Brew Pub. Continuing our conversation with Rochelle Turner of Murray State Women's Basketball here on the Racer Report live. Hey, don't forget, we've got a big doubleheader Sunday at home with Bradley coming in. The men play at 4, the ladies play at 6:30. And don't forget, thanks to CFSB, all women's basketball games are free. So when you come, you can sit wherever you want. And that, we've talked about it before, Rochelle. That's been awesome that CFSB did that, and just really loving the crowds that you're getting. But you know what? You're playing a great style of basketball, and you're winning, and people want to watch that. I mean, I really enjoy watching the way you guys play.
Yeah, I think it's been a great change for us. Our kids have really bought into it. It gives us an opportunity to have a chance to win every night. You got to win the battle of the threes and the frees, and that's something that we take to heart every night. Now, we got Illinois State on Friday night, so we can't look past that. That's a huge game for us.
Don't want to do that.
Huge game for us that we have to take care of business. They're one of the better teams in the league. They're going to come in. They're well-coached, exceptional post play. They have two post players, so they'll be a mismatch for us for sure. But yeah, it's about us. And, like you mentioned, there were some great individual performances last night that we've got to continue to have. But it's going to take all of us to be successful this year in this league.
Sharnice Curry-Jelks, her ninth double-double. She's been a double-double machine, 14 boards, 19 points. Can't wait to get her on the show sometime to talk about that. She's also a mother as well, and she just has this maturity about her that's been great for your team.
Yeah, the maturity level is off the charts. And, you know, she had 19 points, 14 boards, and what'd she play? She only played 28 minutes because she was in foul trouble, and that's something that we've got to do. We've got to be more disciplined. We've got to keep her on the floor. But, you know, she's just playing exceptional for us this year. She just does so many things. Rebounds the ball exceptionally well. We can get it to her when we need a bucket. She's able to take care of a lot of things for us. But her maturity and her leadership and her play has just been something that has been extremely instrumental in our success.
Well, one of the things about her, just the games I've been able to watch, she's very mobile. So you can bring her up on that high ball screen stuff, and then she could turn. She could facilitate out there, and a lot of times she's taking it right to the rim from there.
Yeah, if she gets a step on you, she's going to get to the rim. She's also able to score with her back to the basket. She's even shown the ability to knock down some shots from the outside this year. It's not something that she looks to do a whole lot, but, hey, you still got to guard them when they've been able to make some of them. So she's been a very big part of the reason that we've been able to score the points that we have.
And then Haven Ford reaches a career 1,000. That was quite a moment and a milestone. And not every player gets 1,000 points in college.
No, it's huge, and it's just an accumulation of all the hard work and dedication and consistency that she's put in since her freshman year. So to get your 1,000th point early in your junior year is big time. You know, I think the thing that probably gets overlooked most with Haven is she's going to probably be one of the only point guards that is going to end up with 1,000 points and over 500 rebounds. She rebounds the ball extremely well for her size. And one thing that I know nobody pays attention to, because it's always about offense, is, you know, she's one of the best defensive players in the league. She had 4 steals last night, which were huge. She's always around the ball, ball hawking, has a lot of deflections. She always guards the best player on the other team. And so, you know, you want to shout that out, because a lot of times defense doesn't get your name in the paper, but defense definitely gets you in the heart of the coach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I like that. I'm going to have to write that down. That's a great saying. You make that up?
Off the top of my head.
that's great. That's a huge pearl of wisdom. 11 steals for the Racers last night. And they forced 14 turnovers as well. And then we just had Hallie on. It was great to have her on. And we we didn't get to her career plan. She's a finance major. Just a few words about Hallie. She had 29 points last night. Ho-hum, you know, just played a great game and just shows the tremendous court sense. And she's going to be great whatever she chooses to do in life after basketball.
Yeah, Hallie really got us going in the first quarter, made some big shots, and kind of carried us there for a little bit when we were stagnant. I'm not 100% sure, but she may have scored 13 straight points in a row. I'd have to go back and count for sure, but, you know, she just put us on her back, especially when shots weren't going in. But, you know, she's just a magician with the basketball, the way she handles the ball. She made one move last night where she kind of stopped, turned around, went back. It was one of those Sports Center top 10 top moves, but she can do anything with the basketball. She's an extremely good passer as well. She sets up her teammates. And when you have the quickness and the ability to get to wherever you want to get, you can get a lot of things done. And, you know, for her size, she plays more like a giant in what she does. But, you know, she's been a huge addition to our team, but it's like she's been here forever. And, you know, when your two lead guards, your two all-conference guards are able to do the things that ours are able to do and gets everybody else involved, you know, you're going to have a good team. So we rely on them a whole lot. You know, I don't know what Hallie's going to do, but whatever Hallie does, she's going to be extremely good at it, because when she want to make sure that she's doing things right, she's going to do things the right way. She's a great human, and that's what we look for in our program.
All right, Rochelle, good luck this week with the two home games, Illinois State Friday night and Bradley on Sunday. Thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate you.
Okay. Head coach Rochelle Turner here on Racer Report Live. We're going to come back and wrap it up here from the Hot Pound Brew Pub in just a moment. Back here to wrap it up on the Racer Report Live from the Hot Pound Brew Pub. The week ahead for the Racers, the Murray State Ladies at home on Friday night, January 2nd. That's a 6 p.m. start. That's New Year's at the Bank. And then, of course, we have the doubleheader on Sunday with the Bradley Braves coming in The men's game starts at 4 p.m. That's also on ESPN2 that day on national television. And then the ladies will take on Bradley at 6:30. And then don't forget, on New Year's night, on Thursday, 8 o'clock, myself and Kenny Roth will have the play-by-play on Racer Radio from Credit One Arena in Chicago as the Racers attempt to win their eighth straight game and go for 4-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference. That's 8 o'clock on Thursday night on New Year's Day as the Racers take on the Flames. Well, thanks to Coach Ryan Miller and Rochelle Turner for stopping by the program today. And also Hallie Polk, student-athlete with the Murray State women's team. This is Dave Winder. We'll see you next time on the Racer Report Live. And, hey, go Racers.